looking into this whole issue of the problems with the breast implants, not breast implants in general, but this particular one, I want you to listen to Janet Trelawney as she talks about her experience.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business.
Hold on. And again, I want you to be thinking, do you think, based on experiences, okay, we have about 59 people developed the cancer, 3 have died, should it be done away with?
Something that I'd had done because I'd had cancer previously has then caused me to get cancer again. I couldn't believe it. I'm frightened that this can happen.
Did you catch that, ladies and gentlemen? One more time. This is one of the reasons I say this is so critical.
It's frightening to think that something that I'd had done because I'd had cancer previously has then caused me to get cancer again.
Did you catch that? And this is part of the reason that I say this is so, I'm thinking, doubly troubling for me. The lady had, you're listening to Janet Trelawney, she said she had cancer before. After that cancer, she decided to have something done, and that involved having a breast implant implanted in her body, and the implant caused her another cancer.
I couldn't believe it. I'm frightened that this can happen, and I had no idea.
She's one of more than 8 million people who have breast implants. She had cancer more than 20 years ago. Her breasts were removed and replaced with textured implants. They led her to being diagnosed with breast implant-related lymphoma, which is a rare form of cancer.
How did you feel when the diagnosis came back?
Devastated. I couldn't believe it. And having been through all the treatments, the chemotherapy and the radiotherapy, I was absolutely mortified.
Panoramas discovered that some manufacturers didn't perform basic tests to check the safety.
I think there needs to be more transparency from the manufacturers to tell us exactly what they have done to look at this. And again, from the regulatory authorities so that we know that they have been monitoring the situation.
The French regulator is advising against the use of the textured implants while it reviews their safety, but women in Britain are still having them put in. At the moment, no one keeps a record of the number of implants or the problems they cause. The evidence collected is only by...
Every implant should be in a register because that's what defines patient safety. In the absence of that, we're in the dark. The first time we asked for a register for breast implants was 1993, and 25 years now. We're still uncertain about the issues in breast implants.
Of course, manufacturers...
What would you like the regulators to do?
Certainly more testing to ensure that what they're putting into people's bodies is not harming them, and also to maybe withdraw the products until that can be done.
What do you think? Janet Trelawney said maybe they should go ahead and withdraw those implants until their safety can basically be guaranteed. So what do you say? 59 people develop cancer. Do you say, oh, well, that's a small number? So far in France, only 3 people have died. Do you say, well, that too is a small number? And do you say that maybe, really and truly, it's just not serious enough to be recommending that women who have received these textured breast implants have them surgically removed and maybe replaced by implants that are not textured? Do you say that the manufacturers should be forced to stop manufacturing them and to stop selling them until their safety is proven? Do you say, yeah, all this needs to take place and it needs to happen right now? How many of you say, no, our hearts go out to the families of the people who have lost, the three families who have lost loved ones. Our hearts go out to the other 59, the other 56 individuals who have developed cancer because of this. But no, we don't think that that's serious enough that major and drastic measures should be taken. How many of you say, no, these major steps need to be taken to ensure the safety of other women? What is your position on that? Well, last few weeks, Canada said that it's planning to suspend the same type of implant. Health Canada said that they're going to be taking a precautionary measure following a safety review that was triggered by an increase in the cases of that lymphoma. The agency has noted 28 cases in Canada out of 457 cases of BIA ACL recorded in implant wearers worldwide. This lymphoma, according to figures from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Interestingly enough, the founder of the particular implant, this textured implant, has died. He was found to have used substandard silicone gel in the implants that his company was making. Jean-Claude Mas, the founder of Poly Implant Prothese, he was 79 when he died. He created a popular brand of implant that was filled with a cheap industrial grade silicone gel rather than medical grade silicone, and that resulted in implants rupturing. It just amazes me how willing so many people are to do things that will almost certainly cause problems for people who buy the product. Knowingly use a cheap industrial grade silicone gel rather than using the medical grade silicone that should have been used in the implants. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison for fraud in 2013. And his company, again, Poly Implant Prothese, exported 80% of his implants before the firm was shut down. Exported 80% of his implants before the firm was finally shut down. The scandal affected about 300,000 women in as many as 65 countries, including France, the UK, Germany, Venezuela, and Brazil. Okay, so knowing that this man, the founder of the company, knowingly made this substandard breast implant, knowing that he was using something that was industrial grade instead of medical grade, and he was going to have that put into women's bodies. Do you think that more serious action should be taken? Again, now, he knew what he was doing. All right, well, we're heading back. And like I said, don't be too upset that we didn't feed you this time. We are going to feed you the next time we take a cruise. We're heading on back to port now, though. And I want to remind you about the Becoming Chain Breakers, A Community End to Modern Day Slavery Cumbie Center Conference, taking place May 3rd from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Aiken Municipal Building, dealing with trafficking and modern day slavery. They're going to have some answers for us, as well as Information regarding the problem is in Aiken, South Carolina. You can call 803-649-0480. You can go to the website becomingchainbreakers.eventbrite.com to register. Till then, be thinking about what you can do to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.